grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in.
Chris.
Hello.
You've teed us up for an away game. You're down there in this country's capital.
That's right. I always say how Wellington is lovely and sunny, but I can tell you it is cold and freezing. as we all know, up in Auckland.
But at least it's windy.
Yeah, we're down here. We have the Medical Cannabis Council AGM tomorrow, so we have a lot of the people that will be providing cannabis to patients under the scheme are getting together, and we had some information sessions with the ministry, one that was aimed at doctors that ran this morning,
okay.
And another one for patients that's running tonight. And, just taking the opportunity to meet a few people and put out the good word
doctors...
for both the medical cannabis scheme and the referendum. And there's some more big news, can't say, but look out the next couple of weeks. More big news on the way.
Doctors, look, we'll stay tuned to this channel here at 4:20 every Thursday on Marijuana Media, no doubt. I'm just wondering if doctors down there, are you noticing they're a little bit wide-eyed? Are they getting their minds blown, or are they kind of like, oh, yeah, I know all about this stuff?
I've got to say, there's a variety, a bit like society in general. Some doctors, very open-minded, ahead of the curve, proactively finding out. More than 600 doctors have been educated by the Hemp Foundation
through a
course that they can gain some points for their continuing education. So some doctors are out there doing it, a lot aren't. And I think we saw some of them at the prescriber meeting this morning. It was good of them to come. That was awesome. But some of the questions that were asked, for example, one doctor asked, can we put a notice in our reception room saying that we will never prescribe medical cannabis products to patients? And would it be legal for us to do that?
Yep, you can do that.
So completely closed-minded, don't matter what the evidence, what the need of that patient, what the clinical data is, not going to prescribe it.
Just on that, Chris, that's a bit of a concern. Just on that, is there anything that we know of at the moment that is legal that doctors are refusing to prescribe because they have beliefs about it? I mean, I guess
some doctors
refuse to prescribe contraception or the morning after pill, and I personally think that's weird. Why are you a doctor if you think that way?
Yeah.
But some do. Mm. That's a moral thing, but they are ethically bound. If they refuse to provide that treatment or that medicine, they're ethically bound to direct you to someone who will. So, but here we have a different thing. This is not a matter of morals or ethics. This is just a doctor choosing to be closed-minded.
Yeah.
So, yeah, kind of weird. So it shows we've got a lot of work to do.
The
scheme, the consultation on the scheme, open till Wednesday. I know that last week we talked about providing the link, and I forgot to send it to you. So we will do it this time, eh? And we'll pop it up. Okay. People have only got till Wednesday. It's massive and long and complicated, the entire document. You don't have to answer all of it. Just pick and choose some questions that relate. Yep. And the main thing is, if we look at it through that lens of increasing patient access to safe and affordable medical cannabis products, then how do all the parts of the scheme actually achieve that? Mm. That's a pretty simple way to start. But one of the other goals is equitable access both to the medicines and to any economic benefits of the scheme. And I personally am a bit concerned that that isn't how it's going to play out, that the products are going to stay unaffordable for a lot of people, and whether you have access to a specialist in your area will determine whether or not you can get them. But also the economic benefits, the way that it's written at the moment, I think there's a little bit of concern that overseas companies will just swoop in, or
big tobacco,
by a billionaire.
Big tobacco with all the resources that
they can
choose from.
The top four firms in Canada are owned by alcohol and tobacco companies. So that's something that we could look at here. We could actually have, there's nothing like that in the document at the moment, the consultation document. There's no restrictions on who can own a medical cannabis company, whether you're based in New Zealand, based overseas, whatever. As long as you don't have a cannabis conviction or another drug conviction or a fraud conviction, then you're in.
Can't we keep it local? Can't we keep it local? Honestly, small industry.
We could. Personally, keep it local. And maybe there's certain owners that we might not think are appropriate to be owning medical cannabis companies.
Mm.
And
perhaps
if you come from the alcohol or tobacco industry, it's not appropriate for you to be in the medical cannabis
industry. Stay in your lane. Stop being so greedy. You picked your weapon of choice. Get out of my face.
Yeah, well, they also have a bit of history of just kind of, you know, promoting the pushing the wrong things on people and
totally.
Kind of doing dodgy behaviour.
Totally.
But I'm sure that they can change, I guess. But, yeah.
No.
Anyway, that's something that people can put in their submissions, because for me that was a bit of a glaring omission in there.
Okay.
But hey, one of the other things I just wanted to briefly touch on, and because we are at Marijuana Media, of course, and there's been two stories in the media this week that came from members of the Expert Advisory Committee on the Medical Cannabis Scheme.
Mm-hmm.
I thought this was really interesting. One was from Russell Wills, who is the chair of the Expert Committee, and he was the paediatrician for Alex Renton, who was the first patient to receive CBD in New Zealand and tragically passed away in hospital. I'm sure many people are familiar with when that happened a couple of years ago, and really did a lot to bring us to where we are at today. So that was a really good sign. They made him the chair. Great, you know, and they put on Rebecca Ryder, who's on the board of Normal and the first medical cannabis patient in New Zealand to legally possess cannabis and the first to bring it in from another country.
Wow.
They put on Manu Kadi from Hikarangi. Awesome as well, you know, real focus on social equity and regional development. And ensuring we get those benefits. But the rest of the committee, stacked with conservative doctors, and in fact, one particularly, well, I think, particularly conservative member, Professor Michelle Glass from Otago, wrote a column that appeared on the same day as Russell Wills' one. So the chair puts out a column that was very informative, very impartial, very much just, hey, you should be involved in this process. Here's some issues. Have your say. This is really important, and we really want to hear from you. Great, you know, really informative. Michelle Glass's column actually put out a whole lot of misinformation. And
sorry,
disappointing that a professor...
Michelle Glass? Which one was it?
Pardon?
What's her name?
Professor Michelle Glass of Otago
Glass.
University.
Okay,
she's on the committee, and she says in her column that the scheme will see untested products marketed to patients and doctors, and that this is a terrible thing. And it actually, the reality is, an untested product will be what's called an unconsented product, and there will be no advertising or promotion of those products.
Okay.
So that's a bit weird. Furthermore, doctors can already prescribe unconsented products. And in fact, any GP can prescribe any unconsented product. And the scheme as proposed that Michelle Glass was on the committee for will treat cannabis products differently. A GP will not be able to prescribe an unconsented cannabis product, even though they can prescribe an unconsented opiate product or any other type of unconsented product.
Yeah.
So they've actually made it tougher than other medicine.
That can kill. Like,
yeah, exactly. They've actually made it tougher for cannabis, even though it's lower risk, and yet Michelle Glass, who's on the committee, is out there publishing in the media that it is the opposite. And that is not a good sign. And what's been announced today, I don't know if it's been reported in the media, but it has been announced today. The Chief Science Advisors Expert Committee on Cannabis, which we discussed a few weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
and may have had some small part in helping to make happen. That membership of that has just been announced today, full of really awesome researchers and experts, but one of them is Professor Michelle Glass. So hopefully this time she actually listens to the evidence that is in front of her and that we get her presenting the facts rather than her version of them.
Amazing.
I've probably made myself no friends among Michelle's Glass Network.
That's right,
mate. But, sometimes you've got to call it, right?
Yeah, bloody oath.
Hey, and can we look forward
to... In the good news realm...
Helen Clark and Chloe Schwarbrick are doing a talk together.
Yes.
Auntie
this
Helen's
is coming
getting
up at AUT. Mm-hmm. And bloody awesome. Another thing we've been wanting is for Helen Clark to get involved in the debate here. So this is awesome to see. And
that's
of
rad.
Course, Chloe has really been leading the entire campaign on behalf of the government. So, this is great. I forget the exact date. I think it was early September.
I'm sure
we can find out for you, Chris.
Also, Chris, I just wanted to say a shout out to Irvine's Pies. I had a hemp pie the other day from Irvine's Pies.
Ah, yes.
I was like,
so
shit,
good.
It's mainstream. It was actually not
I
bad.
I know. So, I thought every time I go to the supermarket, I'm seeing another hemp product on the shelf.
It's rad.
So good.
I think that's helping.
And
with
but
the
one of the things
you know?
Is, if you look at the fine print, most of the hemp of these New Zealand-made hemp products is from overseas.
Right.
From places
we're
China.
We're definitely missing
and,
out on.
And it'd be really good to see more local hemp going into these local products. And that's really our big opportunity with medical cannabis and the referendum. How do the locals benefit from this and
totally.
Not just have all the profits going overseas?
Right on. Hey, Chris, we better get out of here. Do you remember last week I played McGruff, the crime dog, the song about marijuana?
Oh. Yeah, good. I've been humming it to myself all week.
He's actually, there's a whole series of tracks, but I thought I'd play Alcohol just to be fair. It's probably a better song, but definitely not a better substance. But we'll play it right after the outro. Thanks.
Keep them out of the cannabis industry. That's all.
McGruff the crime dog, man. All right, Chris, you take it easy, mate. We'll catch you next week.
All All right. Cheers, guys. See ya.
Bye.
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.